Oh, give me that dick. Thing started. Hey, welcome to Monday Night Madness right here with yours truly, WB and the DA. Special guest host, Mike Ward, and special guest recording artist. Oh, you already heard it. Wow, Bill. Yo. Come on.
In the building. In the building.
Heard that you ain't been getting
no money. Oh, this is D. Saunders. I'm a good man. Kissing and hugging.
You need to know it's time to unwind. I need you to be mine. I've been waiting a while to let your heart heal, but I gotta let you know how I feel. Girl, I'm a good man, yeah.
Ain't that hard to find?
And I ain't too hard to find.
Nope.
Yeah. Right round the corner, right round the corner.
I said I'm a good man.
Oh.
You're scared of starting over. Locked your heart and won't let no one in. But baby, you can't judge me by them
Yeah.
And I ain't too hard to find.
Oh, D. Drop
the gentleman of soul.
It's Monday Night Madness. WBNDA, the Waymaker.
We're telling me the world.
Look, we circle the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Madness.
I thought it was eight.
Hey, that too. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Monday Night Madness on the Buzz with WB and the DA, District Attorney, the Waymaker. Yes, right. We've got some, hey man, this thing is going to be off and jumping because we've got some special people in the house. Like I mentioned, my co-host, DA, the Waymaker, and special guest, my buddy, my man, hanging out on the West Coast, just holding it down, Mad Mike from the Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast Show. Mad man.
Thank you for the love, gentlemen. Thank you.
Man, so good seeing you. Man, when we decided that we were going to do this show with that boy, that bad boy, I'm talking Wild Bill Young.
Yeah.
Okay. And, correct me if I'm wrong. You are a country artist, a soul artist, and you sing a little R&B too, if not a lot of R&B. Is that right, Wild Bill? Oh, Wild Bill, his mic is, let's do this. Wild Bill.
Uh-huh. You didn't let him in.
He's in.
Let him in the clubhouse.
Absolutely. We can't have no party without Wild Bill.
Wow. Access denied.
Wild Bill.
Is our mic working on this end?
Did I state some of your credentials correctly?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
And you also, man, look, this is a special show because not only is he an excellent, excellent singer, he's also an actor. He's going to be on or a cast member of Love and Hip Hop Season 11. We're going to talk about that a little bit, too, and how you landed that. Well, Bill, welcome to Mad Mike. I'm sorry. I'm getting Thursdays mixed up with Monday night. Welcome
same
to
thing, same thing.
Monday.
Okay, I'm plugged. That's nice. I like it.
Monday Night Madness. Okay. And hey, so, Wild Bill, you know the Waymaker. Let me introduce you to Mike Ward. Mike Ward is a great friend of mine, but he's also my co-host on Thursday nights with Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Hey, Mike, you're not wearing your Stetsons because Mike is also a cowboy. Believe it or not, Mike.
Now, wait a second. I want you to see how pretty this face makes my hat look. So you got to see the face first because the face is what makes the hat, not the other way around.
I understand. And so, and the way we do this thing, Wild Bill, we like to honor some of the previous artists that's made this show be what it is and do what it do. Okay. Yeah, pardon the grammar. Okay. The vernacular. But so I want to drop a few other songs and then the rest of the hour or so that we dedicate is going to be you, bro. It's all you. Okay. Cool. And we want to know your story. When did you start singing? When did you get into also, migrating over into TV? Man, this is so good. This is really good. So I've got to do this. Got to do this. This boy right here, you might already know him. He's right in the genre. This is that bad boy right here. Do right.
City boy music.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Get It Right.
She called me.
Kick back, grab a glass.
Call me good morning.
I got mine.
You got your glass.
Oh, all right. I'm just drinking some
coffee. Mike has it.
Mine's bigger than yours, Waymaker.
I believe
you. All through the day. I know how to give her what she want, what she want.
Give her what she want.
She's a happy lady. Listen, y'all. I'ma make love 500 ways.
She call me Mr. Goodnight. I'm your
call midnight.
Good morning.
And your good
morning. My nickname is Mr. Afternoon.
Your afternoon.
My other name is Mr. Get It Right.
And I'll be your
she
Get It Right.
Me Mr. Goodnight.
Midnight.
Call me good morning.
Good morning.
My nickname is Mr. Afternoon.
I'll be your afternoon.
My other name is Mr. Get It Right.
I'll get it
come
right.
Come over here and cuddle up. Let me be your teddy bear.
Let me be the one you want.
Let me be your rocking chair.
Your body is my treasure chest. I'm trying to find my goal. You've been waiting for a love like this. You never seen before. I'll be the one you need. You don't have to look for me. I'm here to satisfy you. Anytime you need, yeah.
You've been waiting.
I'm making my way.
So I'm making my way.
And night or day, babe.
She called me Mr. Goodnight.
I'm your midnight, babe.
Call me good morning.
And I'm your morning.
My name, Mr. Afternoon.
I'll be your afternoon.
My name, Mr. Get It Right.
Can I get it right,
she
babe?
She called me Mr. Goodnight.
Can I get it right?
Call for me you, good right? Morning.
Your
name, Mr. Afternoon.
And your afternoon.
What's your name, Mr. Get It Right?
Let me get it right, baby.
Come on now. And then.
It's the new face of Southern Soul. I go by Lou Wig. I got Miss Loretta with.
Come on.
It's a bounce on, yeah.
It's a bounce.
Alabama. Mississippi. We're going all the way down south with this.
And all let's go, over Miss Loretta. The globe.
Start feeling myself.
Yep.
That
everybody get their groove on. Blood go crazy when the rudder and the news on. Now bounce with it, then step with it, hit the flow with it. No.
Bounce to your left now, bounce to your left, bounce to your right now, bounce to your right. Jump up, bounce back. Now kick, 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 step, turn. Bounce to your left now, bounce to your left, bounce to your right now, bounce to your right. Jump up, bounce back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who made this connection possible, we've got to. We have to acknowledge Derek, the Change Man Smith. There's more to this story. Back.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
Come on.
Ignore.
Come on.
What I feel. Trying to change. What I feel ain't real. I cried about it.
Studio W, y'all.
I lied about it.
The baddest on the planet.
To tell you the truth. Almost died.
Come on.
About it. Oh, baby. I'm still crazy. I'm crazy. About still you crazy about you. I know you moved on. You got a new family. I heard you got three kids. And they say your oldest boy looks like me. I heard that you do it. On your job, you got a promotion. But I hope that man is treating you good, giving you love and devotion. But oh, baby,
crazy.
I'm still crazy.
Crazy.
I'm still crazy about you.
We're telling me the world, y'all.
Look.
Still crazy. Listen here, baby. I'm not trying to cause hell in your home. Before I give you stress, I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half
a chance, that's a bad boy there.
I just have to try.
I got my glass, gentlemen.
Before I close the door.
Hell, I'm on my knees.
Close.
I drank in a minute. God damn, I feel like I got to apologize for something.
I'm still crazy.
Do it anyway. Just for the moment, Mike.
Apology
and
necessary here.
I gotta say that I'm still crazy about you, about you. Lord, I'm still crazy about you.
Studio W. Hey, DA.
Yeah,
that's where what happens, bro.
Been with you this
We're telling me the world.
Oh,
right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
24/7.
Your last name.
You ain't got to look no further.
Yeah. Correction, 24/8.
I heard you got his kids.
My pleasure, my brother.
Still, he ain't changed your last name.
About you. baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you.
Yo,
oh, baby, if he'd even taken you
down
to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you. Lord Almighty, there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. You may be, now this is crazy. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet.
In my wallet.
Behind my driver's license. Just the other day, I almost ran in the back of somebody. And in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes when I'm feeling low,
sometimes
when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures where we went to the county fair. And I warn you, your favorite. King Teddy Bear. How crazy. I know it sounds after all this time.
And before
that I'm out of my mind,
we bring on our featured artist tonight. Wild Bill. We got to give homage to this man. And this artist coming up, he graced our platform. That's Gina Jones, which leads into, oh yes,
just a good old boy.
Hey, that's the segue. Coming up, Wild Bill. Wild Will, I'm sorry. Wild Bill Young. Just a good old boy.
Never mean no harm. I've been wearing this hat and these boots since the day I was born. Trying to see if you were raised like me. Cause when we walk up to the country, boy, is all you see.
Let me give me a little piece.
Hey.
We've been jumping down the hill, drinking muscadine wine. Drinking and shine. Saddle up your horse, cause it's time to see if your stud, your mare, is gonna be faster than me. Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
Come on.
When this hat and these boots since the day I was born.
Just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm.
Never.
I've been wearing this hat and these boots since the day I was born. I'm trying to see if you were raised like me. Cause when we walk up them country boys is all you see. Hey. Anybody pick peas?
Hey.
Spit watermelon seeds. I had to pick my own switches when muddy with me. What I'm trying to see. If you
come on.
Well, it's time to party in the backyard. So drink with me. Just a good old
idiot.
Boy.
Just a good old boy.
Never mean no harm. I've been wearing this hat and these boots since the day I was born. Country boy is all you see.
Judy Jones.
The Tango Trio, right?
Man. You know, my partner, Mad Mike, D.A., we talk about connecting the dots all the time. And I tell you, and I have to share something with you. My sister turned me on to the first Southern soul artist she turned me on to was Jeter Jones. Okay? And you see the connection here. And then we're talking, Mike, 5 years, 6 years later, we're playing him and had the pleasure of we don't do interviews, having a conversation with him right here on this network. Mad Mike, my partner, he is a cowboy. Okay. Among other things, we'll get into that a little bit later. Okay. All right. If you go into the post office, you might see it. No, never mind.
Okay. I know he looked for me.
But he's also a cowboy. Hey, look. Hey, one of the greatest people you ever want to meet, Mad Mike. If we had more Mikes in the world, the place would be a better place. And I mean that, my brother, from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
how
you.
Well I know you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. And welcome to the set. Our featured artist, Bill. I'm getting mixed up because we do a show called Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. That's the mad man. I'm the calm. But I'm kind of wild too. Wild Bill Young. Man, welcome, brother.
Thank you, man.
Man, we really appreciate it. And we're going to get into your music. I'm telling you, this next set right here is going to be all you. But before we do that, I want to thank the Waymaker for introducing me to this gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Man, yeah. Oh, man. So we're going to get into
it. Great honor. A great honor and a great privilege to get a chance to actually see him. Man, I've been talking for a couple of weeks or so on the phone and just getting to know each other. And just, man, this is a fantastic guy. I must show homage to Earl DePearl, my partner out of Atlanta. He the one who turned me on to Wild Bill Young.
Wow. Hell.
Yeah. Yeah, Earl DePearl.
We love that. And so, Wild Bill, don't be surprised if you get other offers. Mike, I'm going to put a plug in for Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, okay? If you get an offer to come on some of our other platforms, okay? Like I said, Mike is an actual cowboy. As a matter of fact, he owns a ranch out there in Southern California. And so the connection is, Waymaker, we want to make sure that we spread this great music around the world.
Absolutely.
And I spent several decades in Southern California, and this is where I met this gentleman. And so I know, and he's also a DJ. Okay.
DJ, KJ. Mike,
we're going to keep it clean. This is a family show, okay? He's also a former investigator. I mean, this cat, he does a lot of things and a lot of things for the community. And when I say friend, Waymaker,
yeah,
okay?
Okay.
Well, Bill, you know what that means. You know what that means.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what that means.
And that's somebody that you can trust. Somebody that's Absolutely. Always got your back and just a great person to be around.
Sometimes I got your front too.
No, you don't.
Depending on how cute you are, I might have your front.
See, now, wait a minute, hold it. You know, we're going to a song here in a minute, Mike. All right. I'm going to drop the needle. Anyway. Wow.
So I'm going to start you out slow here because we can't just go right into the Stetson. So. I got to show some respect for this gentleman. So this is your working hat, because when you're out there working, you got to have a hat with some ventilation in it. I noticed you got one with some ventilation, and you're a working man. Your head gets hot. You got to let that steam out sometimes. I'm start you out with the straw, and then I'll work my way up to the Stetson, okay?
That is so good. And so, well, Bill,
yes.
When did you start singing? Well, at what age?
You know, before I started singing, trying to make records, and before I started performing and stuff, I used to sing as a kid riding with my father because he was a truck driver. Now, that's the original story I always told. That's the one I have to stick to because that's how I started singing. And country music, especially.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Well, we've got some background noise going on somewhere. Some background noise is happening somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And we want the audience to hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I'm sorry. That must have been my phone jumped on TikTok. I'm on.
Hey, that's all right, too. Hey, now, you can still record on TikTok and turn your volume down, right?
Oh, no, I'm not recording.
Okay. All right, so go on. Continue. Continue, please.
Okay, so my dad was a trucker, so I always drove up and down the highway with him all through Nashville. Years and years as a growing up kid. So, you know, I always wanted to sing something, and country music was what he would sing blues, R&B, Al Green, that type of thing, Sly Stone, soul music, blues. He would every now and then sing a Charlie Daniels song because he was singing along to it. So I'm a little kid at the time, 3 years old, 4, 5, 6, 9, 8, 7. I'm singing stuff too, like mimicking him. And he sang more soul music and all that, which is where I get a lot of influences from when I sing. My daddy could sing. See, I really am not a singer when it, compared to my daddy, God rest his soul, but he could sing. So I have been told I can, but I know how he sounded. So I tried to mimic him, and he could really moan the blues and all that kind of thing. So I was young. I was learning to do that from listening to him. So country became my way because I used to like to sing The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Wow.
The Devil Goes Down to Georgia. Charlie Daniels. And so there's a little fiddle battle between him and the devil. And I thought that was something. It reminds me of rap music right now today. But it was a real fast-spitting song, high energy, country music like that. And so I started singing those kind of songs. And then one day he listened to me sing. And I stopped singing when he looked at me because I thought maybe I didn't fit in the bill to be singing a cowboy song. And he said, sing whatever you want to sing. Don't stop. You sounded good. And he said, and that's what you want to sing, then that's what you sing. So I told him when I was a kid that one day I'd be a country singer. And I told all my friends that years ago. So really, that was when I started singing. I know I made a long story out of it, but that's when I started singing, especially country music. So before I ever went to Nashville. So I went to Nashville later on. It was like a It's like when you have a deja vu, a dream or something all your life. I went there, and it's been, I ain't looked back since, you know, when it comes to singing country.
Wow. You mentioned something about that song, When the Devil Went Down to Georgia. Is that?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Hey, man, you know what? I like that song, too. That's an old classic, if you think about it. Now, hey, did you cover that? Have you covered that yet?
I started out covering George Jones. Stuff like that. Hello, Darling. I started out doing Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues. I started out doing David Allen Cole's The Ride, you know, Thumbing from Montgomery, Guitar on My Back. So I started singing that kind of stuff. When I went to Nashville, I actually got a key to the city of Nashville from the mayor, and the governor came to my first show, and the mayor did too. And I was on the Billy Block show in Nashville. I did
nice.
7 shows in 5 days.
Wow, man, this is so cool. A Waymaker, Mike, before I drop his next cut here, you guys got some questions for Wild Bill. Okay.
He kind of already answered the questions that I was going to ask him, which is, you know, what motivated you, what really inspired you, and I think you pretty much already covered the questions I would ask, but I'll come up with some new ones.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you will.
I'm glad to tell you, but yeah, that's right, because it's one way only, you know, that story. When you ask somebody something like that, if it's real sentimental to them, it's always told the same way.
Wow.
Here, I do have a good question for you. If you weren't doing what you're doing, what else could you see yourself doing besides
what
you're doing right now?
I'll be honest with you.
That's one of my biggest, well, that was one of my biggest nightmares, because I ran a contracting service 17 years and left that to go on the road about 7 years ago again, coming to Vegas, but I had already been out and back to it. So when I left again, I made my mind up. See, I was about to tour with Craig Wayne Boyd out of Nashville, Tennessee, who won The Voice. Well, my sister got sick. So at that time, he just won The Voice. We're going to take off. I was going to be his opening act and do a bunch of sidebar things with him. He's really trying to support me, as well as a lot of other good country singers that sing now. They're big stars, but we were all broke together in Nashville. So that's, I got a real friendship with those guys, like Big and Rich, John Rich, those guys. All of us sang together, Toby Keith. All of us were in Nashville when nobody had a name. See, I was back there in 2009. So when they do come to Vegas, that's why I'll end up going to do shows or appearances at their shows. They always invite me out. So I guess I got off track with the question, but and what was the question? You asked me plainly, what else would I be doing? I'll be honest with you. The reason I talked and it threw me back to this is because I made up my mind when I was coming to Las Vegas that I would do this time or I would die trying. So I never
break it.
Las Vegas. So when I came out, some people got a plan B. I didn't have a plan B at all. Actually, when I started doing it, I knew I'd die if I didn't complete it. Now, that didn't have nothing to do with fame and fortune and none of that, but it had to do with if God had a plan for me, I thought, if you fail that, it ain't worth going on. So I really didn't have I couldn't see myself doing anything else but this. I almost joked and said robbing banks, but it ain't about the money. It's just about being, you know, some sort of a freedom to do this. Is better than any rush you get doing anything. So, I mean, because just to do something and then have people like what you do, let alone love what you do. I got people that love it. But when you make something, and when I make a song, I've never made a record in my life that I made for myself. My mother said the same thing. Don't tell people you're good. You got to let them say that. If they like your music, they'll let you know. And so I practiced that, and I see what she means, because you can listen to all the music you want to right now, all of my songs, and I can tell you, oh, you're going to love this one. You're going to like that one. I don't know what you're going to like. So I try to make it. You'll know that when you hear it, I try to make it so you like it.
I found that people that are truly successful in life, they have a focus that's laser beam.
Yes, sir.
And they know exactly what they want to do. They know most of them know from childhood.
Yes, sir.
This is what I want to do, and I don't want to do anything else. I don't have a plan B. I got a plan A plus, and that's what I'm going to follow. And those people that are so inspired and focused are the ones that truly make it. And like with me, I knew what I wanted to do in life, and I knew that I liked helping people, and I had to find a way to do that, inspire other people to maybe do the same. But I knew what I wanted to do, and I spent more than 30 years having a blast doing what I wanted to do. And I didn't care if I made money. I did. I made good money, but I didn't care. That wasn't my focus.
It's not the life.
Yeah, I like what you said there.
Yeah, it's the truth. It's the truth.
And you know what you guys are saying, and I've heard this before. If you love what you're doing, you're not working.
No.
That's true.
Waymaker, jump in there, bro, before I drop. Wow, Bill.
Man, I just want to hear some of his music. When you come back, I got something for it.
Let's do it.
Let's do the music with the people. See what we all excited about.
Hey, Wow, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. Ride. Man, that sounds real good. That sounds real good.
Ooh, I think I wanna ride. I wanna ride. I think I wanna ride.
Come on, son.
Ooh, I think I wanna ride.
Man.
I think I wanna ride.
I like that already.
Ooh, I think I wanna ride.
We can hear the enthusiasm.
I love it.
I've had rain and days that came and would not go away. But I thank God for giving me
the strength. I love your voice, bro.
Now rainy days must go away. The sun comes back to shine. That's when it's time to go outside. And man, let's take a ride. I think I wanna ride. Whoa, I wanna ride. Oh, I wanna ride. I think I wanna ride.
Unique sound. Like,
let's ride this pain away. Turn gray skies to sunny ones. We've got some work to do, but I think we can get it done. So let's ride till the wheels fall off. Keep rolling on through these country hills. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there, but we'll get there, God will. You wanna ride? Oh, he wanna ride. He said he wanna ride. Oh, he wanna ride. I think he wanna ride. Oh, he wanna ride. Want to ride. Oh, he wanna ride. A bird in my hand, it's worth two in the bush. You just pull it out.
And I know problems will arise, but I seem to feel much better when I'm able to take a ride. I think I wanna ride. Whoa, I wanna ride. Oh, I wanna ride. I think I wanna ride. Whoa, I think I wanna ride. I wanna ride. I think I wanna ride. Whoa, I think I wanna ride. I think I wanna ride. I wanna your problems will arise. But I seem to feel much better when I'm able to take a ride.
I think I wanna ride.
Whoa, I wanna ride. Whoa, I wanna ride.
I think I wanna ride.
Whoa, I think I wanna ride.
Bill Young, yo.
Hey, look. Yeah. We're going to keep the conversation brief. Oh, because I need to acknowledge some people that's tuned in right now. Hey, 7-Up, how you doing, girl? Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. We really, really appreciate that. And also, out of Southern California. That's right. Charles A. Kelly and Lisa Kelly, they are listening, right. And you're going to hear more about them as well. Charles Kelly happened to be an artist in his own right, okay? And we're going to talk about that. Waymaker, we need to discuss something. This gentleman here, I met, not face-to-face, but Lisa Kelly on the phone because she's been listening to this network for a long, long time. And Lisa, I really want to thank you that you sent me some music that your husband, he's an artist, and we're going to talk about that Waymaker and plan something about that too. But Charles and Lisa Kelly, we want to thank you. But Charles A. Kelly, as a matter of fact, hey, write it down, mark it down, because you're going to hear more about that. Adrian Braxton from Braxton's Back and Ladies Night. She's listening right now. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Beverly Haynes. Hey, girl, how you doing? Wow. So, Wild Bill. Man.
I must say something. Now is my time to talk. Listen,
please.
Wild Bill.
Yeah.
My brother. I love it. I mean, I love what you did with that song. I mean, literally, I can feel myself driving down the beach line, a dirt country road, playing that song over and over again.
Yeah, I think he ran it twice then. I think that was twice around then, because see, one thing about that, there is a clean version without that. You know, people like that groove. I made two or three versions of that song. So that one there has a little bit to me. Of not such a the vocal that I have, the range is not there to me, because that was made more modernized. We wanted to have different versions, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So hey, I got the one with no tune whatsoever. It's even got a different background. So that's the one for Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
That one you just played is the version that was going to be in a video shoot that we're going to ride the horses. And then it's just for Love and Hip Hop scenes actually. Now it is the same song. The ride is the ride.
Right.
That's the feeling I wanted to give people. Was a happy day, and let them know that rain comes, but it goes away, and it's time to get out and ride.
Hey, Mike. Hey,
you know, I noticed that you had a little bit of synthesizer on your voice there, but you know what? I liked it. I usually don't like that when people kind of mess with their vocals a bit, but you know what? It worked for you. And the other thing I really noticed is how you slide from a very low note into a higher note almost effortlessly. When you slide from your notes. It's just like butter. I liked it a lot.
Amazing. And also, Wild Bill, Fresno Concerts.
Yes.
Out in Southern California is tuned in.
Yes.
Now,
right.
We did something, a Waymaker. Didn't we do something with Fresno Concerts?
A few weeks ago. That's very white.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Master T. Master T is the artist, and he looked. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to use the word reincarnation, okay? But if you want to hear someone who sounds like Barry White, I mean, look.
Just like him. Oh, me.
You know, divorce.
Really?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mike, I was afraid when she first sent me the the music and the little video, when I saw it, I mean, I got goosebumps. I'm like, this can't be real. You know what I'm saying? That type of effect.
And he even looks like him.
Yeah. And looked like him. Oh, my God.
It was absolutely Fresno Concerts. Thank you so much. And Lisa and Charles Kelly, I can't tell you how much it means to us when we know. And I tell this story real quick, and I'm gonna get back. We've got to get back to Wild Bill's music, okay? Okay? But I got to say this. I just want to make sure, if I had one person that was listening to us.
Yes.
Okay? And this is when I first started. And now we've had thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people listening to this globe. We'll come back to that. Mike?
As it should be, Dan.
Man, look. As it should be. let's get back. Look, we'll ask more questions later. Let's get to the music, man.
Yeah. This is why we're so excited.
Is this the same jam?
Yeah, that's the same song.
Okay, well, let's play it.
Let's play it.
I like it anyway. Hey, Mike, when you're DJing, you think you can use this mic?
I gotta find out where to find it.
I'm gonna send it all to you. I'm gonna send it to you. All of them.
Wild Bill Young ain't hard to find.
Ain't hard to find. Not go away. Come on. God for giving me the strength to find my way.
Now rainy days must go away. Back to
shine. Waymaker. I'm dropping the mic. I'm dropping the mic.
I just told you. Well, on this one, you can drop the mic. Go ahead.
Oh, I want to ride.
I seen a girl so beautiful, she took my breath away. Riding down the coast of California.
California!
The top was down, we fooled.
Love you, California.
Then we drove away.
Love you, guys.
Wow, we're coming, y'all.
Even off the coast of California.
Come on.
She said she wanna ride. Ooh, she wanna ride.
Ride that coastline.
She said she wanna ride. Ooh, she wanna ride.
You guys going? Now I know the world. And raise your glass.
And I know problems will arise. But I seem to feel much better.
Come on, I'm high. Here is a San Diego right now.
I love it, man.
And I know problems will arise, but I seem to feel much better when I'm able to take a ride.
I think I wanna ride.
That's real good.
Oh, I wanna ride. Oh, I wanna ride. I think I wanna ride.
Oh!
Oh, I think I wanna ride. I wanna ride. I think I wanna ride. Oh, I think I wanna ride. Ooh, I think I wanna ride. I wanna ride.
If you look at Mike's screen, Mike says, giddy up. I wanna ride. Hey, look. The next song is coming. We'll talk after this.
If you can't ride, get back in the house.
Absolutely.
Uh-oh.
got that Charlie Daniels.
Friday night, when you just got paid and you're feeling right, take the woman that you love out and hold her tight, bring her right back home and make love tonight. Yeah. Try to show her that you love her and you're treating her right.
That's real good, man. That's real good. Loving it.
We're rock and roll,
man.
Yeah. Got that twist in it.
We like to do something for everybody.
I don't care if it's Monday.
It's Friday somewhere.
Look. Sunday. Don't leave out Tuesday.
I've had some Mondays like tonight that are pretty damn good.
Don't leave out Wednesday. Hey, Mike. And Devin, don't leave out Thursday.
I make something
for everybody just at night. Man. Get the food. Yeah. Well, I work all week, all day. I'm tired, but I just got paid. Head home to see that I'm right back out to play. Cause ain't nothing like Friday night. When you drop that top, then it's time to ride. Take your woman out somewhere smooth and slide. Let her see that you're rolling, you're doing it right. Yeah, cause ain't nothing like Friday night. Cause ain't nothing like, nothing like, nothing like Friday night. Cause ain't nothing like, nothing like, nothing like, nothing like, nothing like Friday night. Cause ain't nothing like Friday night.
Wild Bill, he's a bad man. Wild Bill,
hell yeah.
We've only played two of your songs, and I've dropped the mic. Hey, Waymaker.
Yes, yes, sir.
You know we out of mics.
I know.
Okay, are they still on back order?
Yes, they said it's a possibility that they might be in Thursday. But they told me that 3 weeks ago. So I want to believe they'll be in Thursday morning.
Okay. Mike, my main man, Mad Mike, from the Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast show, he's probably heard us say this over and over again, right? When I drop the mic, that means it's going into the rotation.
Yes,
the R
it's
word.
Going into the rotate. Boy, the R word.
The R word.
And the first two, they're in the rotation. Wild Bill, where can they people find your music? Are you on Spotify? Are you on Spotify,
you
YouTube?
Know, I have stuff up on Spotify, but with the show, and I just got things ready to go with the release of the record, Make It Roll. See, with the show coming, it's kind of like you can have stuff up. But if nobody knows about it, the few people that did was like years ago, we put stuff up and stuff, some of my stuff, and like a lot of my stuff,